hard. Thank you very much. Welcome to this is a show called Bouncing Off the Walls, which is a show where I just talk about basically anything and everything, like the announcer said. It's gonna be a lot of fun this year. I'm really excited, and I was the original host of Wakeman Wednesdays last year, and I can't call it Wakeman Wednesdays anymore because it's gonna be on Mondays now. yeah, that's funny, I guess. Okay, anyway, so you're listening to Bouncing Off the Walls on WHJE. That was No Foam from Cake. So now I'm gonna talk about and I have someone on air with me, which is his name's Ben Paya, which I will get him on here in a minute. But so we are both on the cross country team, and we experienced something very memorable on Saturday. What was so?
Saturday we had a Brown County meet. It's called the Eagle Classic. I've been running it for 4 years with Ethan. Yep. It's an excellent course. I consider it the fastest course of all the courses we run. I know Terre Haute's the hilliest, but I mean, I consider Brown County the fastest course. What do you think?
I would agree. But that is my favorite course, and I've been running fast times on it. But this race was different.
This was an interesting race. I would agree with you, Ethan. So for some reason, every 2 years I notice it actually starts raining at the course every time when we run it. So 2 years ago we had a mud race, but this one was more interesting than the last one we had. This year, the whole course was completely flooded, and it rained the whole entire time, and it was just flooded all.
You're listening to Bouncing Off the Walls on 91.3 WHJE Carmel. That was One Last Breath from Creed, an amazing song. But okay, so now we're going to talk about national holidays for tomorrow. Tomorrow's national holidays, because today is about over. So, not over yet, but yeah. So tomorrow, we guys still got Ben on the air. So tomorrow, the first holiday I'm going to bring up is tomorrow's Make Your Bed Day. So you got to make your bed.
Awesome. Let's keep our rooms clean.
Yeah.
So make your bed. That's pretty interesting. That's the first thing I do in the morning before going to school. I just try to make it. I mean, I'm gonna put the new sheets on. I'm just like gonna make the bed. Just put the sheets back on and stuff. Just put it on the weekend. Sometimes I'll make my bed. But what about you?
Yeah, that's what I do too. I mean, I make my bed every morning before I leave my room. But yeah. So, and the next three are pretty serious because you know tomorrow is the 17th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. And yeah, so second one is National Emergency Responders Day, so if you ever see a police officer tomorrow or a firefighter or someone who works at the hospital, like a paramedic or someone, to say thank you to them.
That is the right thing to do because they fought it off very tough, very awful conditions a long time ago in 9/11. It is a very serious event that happened a long time ago. It was for us, for our ages, it was pretty hard to remember it because we were maybe not even one yet, maybe 1 year old. It was because we're both born or maybe born in the millennium year, but it's so tough to remember this because if we were older, if we were born like in the 90s or something, we would probably remember it because we experienced it if we were younger, but we were just like 1 year old, I mean, or 9 months old.
You're listening to Bouncing Out the Walls on 91.3 WHJE. And that was Clocks from Coldplay. So this is going to be the last section of today, which is my famous three insanely weird facts. It's going to be about food. So first one is, despite being regarded as chocolate milk, yahoo, contains more water than milk or chocolate. Talk about chocolate milk. Like, why it should really be the chocolate water. That's what it should really be called. Yeah, I couldn't put a drum track because that'd be copyright. But anyway, so next up we have, so the next fact is, spaghetti and meatballs are not considered an Italian dish, though they were made by Italian immigrants in the U.S. In fact, no pun intended, if you go to Italy, you won't find spaghetti and meatballs on their menu because they don't put meatballs on their pasta. That's kind of this. As I read that fact, that's kind of disappointing, because I love my meatballs on my spaghetti. I can't even think about that. I can't imagine that. Wow. So, all right. So last but certainly not least, the hard shell taco is not a Mexican invention. What? It is a north of the border food made popular by, you guessed it, Taco Bell. Taco Bell invented the hard shell. That rhymes. I just realized that. Taco Bell invented the hard shell. Taco Bell made the hard shell. Okay, so, all right. So, I just want to thank you very much for listening to Bouncing Off the Walls. And I just, this week, even, so be sure to tune in next week from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., not a.m., and just make sure, and I will see you, so tune in next week from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., on 91.3 WHJE. Outro catchphrase. Have a good week, and I'll see you next week.
A film student.